Well, well, well.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Our economy might not be as sickly as it seems. This morning, the government said GDP grew at 3.3% in the second quarter. That's the fastest pace in about a year. This is the revised GDP number for the quarter. The original reading was less than 2%. The U.S. export business is pretty healthy. But before we dig out the rose-colored glasses, exports might take a hit since other economies are starting to hit the skids, and there are no more tax rebates in the queue. But Wall Street is taking a moment to enjoy this. In the early going, the Dow is up 73 points to 11,575. The NASDAQ is put on 10, and the S&P 500 is up 7, all about 0.6%. There were mixed results in Asia by the close. European shares have turned things around on this report. Stocks in Europe are up more than 1% now. Today, the Justice Department may announce new guidelines for companies that get into legal trouble. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Here's what often happens when a corporation is suspected of wrongdoing. The firm tells the government it'll carry out its own investigation. Then a company might come back and say, "We found no wrongdoing." Then the government often says, "Well, okay, show us what you found." But what happens next is where the trouble starts, says securities professor James Cox at Duke University.
The response by the corporation is to say, "Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's protected by the attorney-client privilege, and we can't show that to you." So you don't know whether the report is, one, legitimate, or two, just a highly paid-for whitewash.
The government would often fight back by indicting these companies, a surefire way to create problems for shareholders. Now that may change. The New York Times reports that under the new Justice Department guidelines, companies won't be penalized for protecting attorney-client privilege or for paying their employees' legal fees. Cox thinks the Justice Department's going overboard, but Wall Street firms and their lawyers would likely be pleased with the changes. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
One company that always seems to be in legal trouble, Abercrombie & Fitch. It's had problems in the past with racial diversity issues. Now more employees are complaining they were discriminated against for the way they look. But this isn't about race. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
One girl says she was moved from sales to the stockroom because management told her she wasn't cute enough to mix with customers. Another employee has talked about a hierarchy of hotness. Wendy Liebman of WSL Strategic Retail says we shouldn't be surprised given that Abercrombie refers to its salespeople as models.
I think that says a lot about what do we expect. We expect the people for this brand at the front of the store to look like a model. And if you don't, then you get, you know, a different position in the store.
She says plenty of other companies follow similar staffing strategies, even if they're less obvious about it. But she says Abercrombie has never been shy about promoting itself with lithe young bodies and beautiful faces.
So they're not hiding behind any bushels or ugly people with their philosophy.
She says plenty of ordinary-looking shoppers are lured by the lush marketing. After all, she says most people aspire to be gorgeous. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
I'm not trying to be a shill for the record companies, but if you post music on the web illegally, you could get thrown in jail. Yesterday, the feds arrested a 27-year-old guy in Los Angeles. They say he posted 9 songs from the upcoming Guns N' Roses album on his blog website. He could get 3 to 5 years in prison. The GNR album comes out later this year. It's called Chinese Democracy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The TV hit Deal or No Deal went back on the air this week. They're still searching for the first $1 million winner. But as with most of these new game shows, people get to choose cash or prizes. So which should you take, saying you get on one of these shows? Survey says, well, actually, Jeff Tyler reports.
Driving in Los Angeles, Alyssa Churchick noticed a billboard for the game show Crosswords and thought,
well, I'm good at crosswords. I need to make some cash to get out of some debt. Why not go for it?
She won almost $10,000, plus a week in Hawaii.
And I actually chose not to accept that gift because of the taxes I would end up having to pay on it.
The IRS classifies merchandise and gifts as income. Steve Beverly has interviewed more than 400 game show winners. His advice?
Make sure that the winnings would be in cash.
That means steering clear of this show.
Come on now! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
Beverly says the showcase goodies won't seem so great come April 15th.
Oh, that's nice to think I've got four cars or that I've got three boats. But they're also adding to your tax bill and you don't have additional cash to pay them off.
But before you can worry about taxes, you need to win. Beverly says your best shot is on...
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still the king of the payouts because it's scaled for someone to get into six figures or at least upper five figures.
Your odds on most game shows are better than in casinos or lotteries. Statistics professor Jeffrey Rosenthal is the author of Struck by Lightning, The Curious World of Probabilities.
You're more likely to be killed in a car accident driving to the store to buy your lottery ticket than you are to actually win the lottery jackpot.
The odds of winning that jackpot are 1 in 14 million. Compare that to a show like Deal or No Deal, where players have a 1 in 26 chance of picking the briefcase with $1 million.
So all you have to do is pick the case with $1 million. That's all you have to do.
All you have to do to get on a game show is survive an interview. Demonstrate enthusiasm, don't curse, and show that you won't freeze like a deer in headlights when the show goes live. In Los Angeles, I'm... Oh, I know this one. Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.